Hello, you are indeed listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you live from UBC's Vancouver campus, located on the unceded ancestral territories of the Musqueam, Squamish and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. I'm Seth, this is Album Cub, and this is Billy Woods.
Shoes, double day to rock them. Slip them on smooth, they gon' fit, no problem, they always do. It's like they were made for your 2 feet. Kids laid out in the streets, no kicks, limbs askew. That's how they did my cousin in 86, auntie saw it on the news. He had one on, one off, it was by the barefoot that she knew. My wife said the baby feet look just like you, and I thought about that when they went to sleep, I cried too. Dog ear, Timberland boot. Saucony's on a Brooklyn stoop in pretty good shape. Toothbrush to sway, mouth full of toothpaste. Looking in the mirror like I know my day coming. I pray it's not today. Seen them coming like, hold on, hold on, hold on, wait. Ain't no way. Doctor, read the x-rays while you read the doctor's face. I rock a clean pair of socks every day, just in case. Born alone, die alone, no matter who your mans is. Hope he lived long enough to tell it to his grandkids. Born alone, die alone, no matter who your mans is. Hope he lived long enough to tell it to his grandkids. Born alone, die alone. Born alone, die alone. Born alone, die alone. Born alone, die alone. I had a zipper break on the nightstand. Woke to a pile of 12-12s that had a skunky smell. Shoemaking the L's. I'ma go back in time, tell that young boy, give him hell. If it's a fight, fight to the bell. Peep the 6 CD carousel, Scott tell Page in my eyes well. I wager he never realized he was talking to himself.
Just as well.
Back in the present, busting open a pack, fingers sticky with resin. I've heard it all before, like Russian peasants. That's that loop for you. That's what the loop do. Said Bash pulled it out the dollar bin where he had his stash. Handed to Allen, said track two.
It's true.
History never repeats. A dude rhymed old, trying to catch the loop. Loophole like a gun show. Dropped out of Juco like it's Dunzo. Puto, let's get it out the mud. Son was barefoot by the end of the month.
You know how it always goes. You know how it go. You know how it goes.
Born alone, die alone, no matter what your plans is. Born alone, die alone, no matter what your plans is.
Hope you live long enough to tell it to his grandkids.
Well, hello there. I hope we're all doing well. That was a little bit of Billy Woods from his excellent, excellent album, Gollywog. This is Album Club, and we're going to be talking about some albums. First up, Gollywog. It came out just a month or so ago, at the beginning of May 2025. It's his first release since 2023's Maps. Billy Woods is one of the best rappers out there at the moment, I would say. And I've not been playing much hip-hop on this show. I am a big hip-hop fan, but through the first kind of handful of shows, we haven't really had very much. I don't think we've had any that comes to mind off the top of my head. So I thought it was about time we rectified that. And actually, we've ended up more or less with a kind of entirely hip-hop show. For those of you who don't know, we like to play, or I like to play, one new album, one older album, and one Canadian album. That's the rules. What defines new old is up for debate show to show. But this is our new album. It is Billy Woods' Gollywog. It is a pretty haunting album. It comes under horrorcore, apparently. I don't really know what horrorcore is. Genres are dead. Long live the new genres. But it is safe to say it is a pretty dark and gloomy and kind of depressing album in many places. I think it's one of those. I think this is going to be the case with both this and the Canadian album I'm going to play. It will absolutely reward multiple listens. I've listened to it, I don't know, maybe three times, four times. And And each time I'm picking out new bits and pieces, there are more haunting elements that I hear. I mean, like from track one, from the very start, the track Jump Scare, Billy Woods opens up with like this mashed up, haunting, kind of scary, honestly, kind of scary vibe. It's got kind of, just like a spooky vibe, I think is the word for it. And it goes straight on, like straight into the next track. Star 87 has Conductor Williams on it, producing one of the Griselda collective, and they always produce kind of weird music. And this, that, you know, Star 87 is right within that vibe. And it's worth saying there are a huge number of producers on this album. I mean, Billy Woods said in an interview he really went kind of out of his way to spread his net really wide on producing. He hasn't had kind of a multiple producer album for a little while. And boy did he do it here. From Steel Tip Dove on Jump Scare through to Conductor Williams on Star 87. Kenny Siegel, oft times collaborator with Billy Woods, pops up on at least a couple of the tracks. I really, really wanted to play Black Christmas, or Black Xmas, which features one of the few rapping features on this album, or vocal features. It's got Bruiser Wolf. I absolutely adore Bruiser Wolf. I think he's got one of the coolest rap flows out there. It's a little bit Busta Rhymes, but he's got a really cool track called I'm an Instrument. I can't think who it's with. I want to say maybe Open Mike Eagle produced it. Maybe not. Anyway, or is that the one with Fat Lip? Anyway, not the point. Bruiser Wolf has the fantastic flow, and Black Christmas is just a showcase of Bruiser Wolf's wonderful flow. But it's slightly explicit, so I've left it off for you for this Saturday morning. Monday morning. I am going to play you another track. We're going to have a Kenny Siegel-produced track, actually, Born Alone, which for me, I think is just like a good example of when hip-hop can be a good background track. Like, the kind of chorus, born alone, die alone, no matter who your man's is. It's just really catchy. It will be stuck in your head for the rest of the day, and I don't apologize for that. But I think it's a good example of how hip-hop, like, this album, in many places, is incredibly dark and, you know, really dense, lyrically dense. Billy Woods is a phenomenal rapper for packing meaning into his lyrics and his words. I think I might play you Waterproof Mascara, thinking about it, because I just played you Born Alone. It's because I was going to play you Black Christmas, and then I changed my mind at the last minute. So I just played you Born Alone with that catchy chorus. I'm going to play you Waterproof Mascara. So you've had the, like, how it can be catchy. Now we're going to have the really dark and depressing. I should say, maybe a bit of a trigger warning here, that it's not explicit. I think a lot of the joy of Billy Woods is a lot of this album, which features a lot of like motifs of deaths and hauntings and kind of general violence. This track definitely kind of hints towards domestic abuse, so just be aware of that. I don't think it's explicit, and I don't think it necessarily has to be that, but I think, you know, just be aware of that as we go in. It starts off with this, like, I mean, I think it's just some of the best production I've heard on any hip-hop track. It is just fantastic. Preservation is the producer on this one, and it's just like scary and sad, and I think, yeah, just sums up what this album does so well, which is the creepiness and the spookiness, but in a like quite personal way. I think we've got a real insight into some of Billy Woods' mind on this album. So yeah, let's have a little bit of Waterproof Mascara, shall we, from his fairly brand new album. I think a month is fairly brand new. Album, Gollywog. This is Billy Woods with Preservation on Waterproof Mascara.
So I must be getting old or something.
Turn it off. Watched my mother cry from the top of the stairs, scared when it came through the walls. I covered my ears, half hoping you know who would die. Then he did.
Surprise!
careful what you wish for, might just get that shit. Mom showed us where she kept the passports in. The king's dead and your uncles are not our friends. How many times I gotta tell you, kids, it's us in this room. That's it. Don't trust anyone. Don't trust anyone. Sometimes it's all you can do not to do it, like Sylvia Plath. My house full of gas, my kids cry then laugh right after. Psychopaths. I watched a slave cry for his master, waiting for him to break kayfabe, but the poor bastard just sat there, supper untouched. You can't make this shit up, but you're welcome to try. I ain't gold, but niggas told me it wasn't a dry eye. We have me paralyzed, hit it again off automatic. We have me paralyzed, hit it again off automatic. Forging firewood with a baby crying in the forest. Don't you go looking for it. Just write how the white girl like her porridge. Get scalded, scoffing out the wrong plate. Wake up, bitch, you in the wrong place. She sings for her, and she isn't here. She cries for herself, surprised at the question, like, who else deserved these tears? I know he wasn't thinking it was you. I know he wasn't thinking it was you. We have me paralyzed. Thinking it was you. Hit it again off automatic.
What a beautiful day.
Yeah.
Are you hungry? I think I'm hungry. I think we should get ourselves something nice for our beach day.
Oh, yeah?
Oh my god, I know the perfect place. Cockney King's Fish and Chips is literally just around the corner. We should go there. It is the best fish and chips in Vancouver.
Oh my god, yes, absolutely. Let's go right now.
Cockney King's Fish and Chips, Kitsilano. On Cornwall Avenue, between Cypress and Walnut. It's the best fish and chips in town, but don't take our word for it. Try it yourself. If Kitsilano isn't your neighborhood, check out Cockney King's in Burnaby or New Westminster.
Well, some Billy Woods there. Wasn't that haunting and spooky and generally a little bit depressing? I would highly recommend diving into that album, Gollywog, although maybe in about 45 minutes, don't go right now. All right, we're going to dive into one of our little bonus features on this show. We'll get onto our Canadian album shortly, and we'll close out with the old album. But in the meantime, I am a great proponent, as I say on this show every week, of going into record stores and just finding the bargain bin and picking out a record or two that just look cool. And that's what I've done this week. Well, I actually didn't do it this week. I did it a while ago. But I've brought in a record this week. It's from Poco, P-O-C-O. The album is called Legend. And it's just like a white background with a like slightly abstract drawing of a horse, basically. Kind of mid-charge. It's got a little red eye. It looks slightly crazed, as if it's sort of charging towards you. Really cool little image. And I think it's about time I heard what it sounded like. It cost me $5. I can't remember which record store it came from. I want to say Zulu in Kits, but I could be wrong. We're gonna see what it sounds like, basically. I've never listened to this record before. So either way, it's something cool to put on the wall and or a good piece of music. I've done a tiny bit of Googling. I usually do a tiny Google when I get into the studio just to see whether there's a particular track on the album that is worth sort of playing and worth mentioning. There's not in particular here. They had a couple of minor charting hits on this album. It was something like their 11th studio album or something, and the band broke up, and then it was just became a duo, and they were like, we're going to release an album as the two of us, and then it came to release the album. They were like, well, why don't we just release it under the old band name anyway? So they did. And I think we'll just play the opening track, because as I say, there were a couple of random hits on here, a couple of maybe top 20s, but nothing super special. So I think we'll just have the opening track of the album, which is called Boomerang. Let's find out what it sounds like, shall we? Is this a good record or just a cool piece of album art? You tell me. Well, that was Poco with Boomerang from their album Legend, which I think came out in, like, late 70s? 78. There. A good record or just cool wall art? I think a bit of both. a bit of both. I mean, like, if I'm in a country mood, then I think you could go a lot further wrong than that little track. I think it'll probably be a good album if I ever get around to listening to it. Maybe in years to come it'll be the Album Club old album. We shall see. Well, we're going to get on to our Canadian album very shortly. But I have a couple guests in the studio. Say hello, my guests.
Hi.
Hello.
That is Stan, host of Horny Music Thursdays, 11 a.m.
Tune in, it's awesome.
And Ellie is here as well.
I'm just a person. I'm just a guy.
We have another feature coming up, another record we're going to play, literal plastic vinyl record, after we talk about our Canadian album. The way we're going to pick that is we're going to go find something from the CIT archives. There are about 11,000 records in our archives, and usually I pick a number at random. But today I had a request from Ellie, who's come to join us in the studio. She said, can I pick the album? And I was like, what are you talking about? Well, no, you said, can I pick the number? And I was what are you talking about?
I don't care about the music. I care about numbers.
Okay. So our number today from 0 to 11,000 is...
438, the amount I pay on car insurance.
X, is that Canadian?
Yeah, it is.
Wow, that's so cheap.
How much do you pay?
A lot more than that.
Like hundreds of pounds.
Is that a year?
No.
Oh.
Is that a month?
See? Yeah.
That's insane. That's so expensive.
It was absurd.
Yeah, that is a crazy amount of money. All right, I take it all back.
That's what I thought.
Cool. That's a little painful. Right, we're going to move on from that. What was our number? 438. Brilliant. All right, well, in a little bit, when we're playing some tracks from Backwash, we'll go find album 438 and play it for you a little bit later. But I better talk about an album, really, at this point. And it is going to be Backwash, Canadian rapper, hip-hop artist from, I want to say, Montreal. And that's because they are from Montreal. They're actually Zambian Canadian, for what it's worth. She's been making hip-hop for a good little while. I think about 2018 was her first EP. And we then had a little trio of albums that kind of fit together a little bit. What were they even called? I Lie Here Buried With My Rings and Dresses was one of them. Prior to... Oh, no. Okay. So the first one was called... do you know what? I don't even remember. The second one was called I Lie Here Buried With My Rings and Dresses, and the third was His Happiness Shall Come First, Even Though We Are Suffering. And now that she's finished with that kind of triptych, we've got a new album that is also, with the Billy Woods, kind of a bit haunting and a bit spooky. The reason I sort of wanted to play this one for you, I was thinking about Canadian hip-hop artists I know, because we had Billy Woods when I first heard that album this week. I was like, well, that's definitely getting played this week. And then it's funny Stan should be here because our last album is a bit hip-hoppy, I came across it when I was hanging out with Stan earlier this week. And since we had two hip-hoppy albums, I was like, well, I better complete the trio and find some Canadian hip-hop. I thought about Kate Renarda, who I know is a bit more R&B really than hip-hop, but Backwash actually released this album, just after my birthday in late March, And I think it fits quite nicely with the Billy Woods. It is a bit spooky and a bit sad and a bit, kind of aggressive, almost like sonically violent, I think is a good way of putting it. Especially a track like Ninth Heaven that I'm going to play for you shortly. It does have a real kind of weight to it. Like a sonic impact. It's not always necessarily like loud. I don't think it has to be loud to be sonically impactful and sort of weighty, and often it is kind of quiet, but I think that's almost more menacing at times. Ninth Heaven, for example, is kind of generally a little quieter, but it is like, it feels like, I wrote when I was doing my notes for this album, I said, the raging lyrics feel like an omen of oncoming war. I don't really know what that means, but maybe we'll find out when we play the track. But on the other hand, this album can be quite kind of spacey and quite light. I'm going to play you the closing track, Only Dust Remains, which I think fits within that. But also, there's a track called Dissociation, which I think does feel very spacey. And I mean, I don't really dissociate very often, but it's what I imagine dissociating does feel like. Maybe you can tell me if you do. I'm not going to play that track, so go listen to the track and then let me know. But not while the show is on. Ellie's giving us a little thumbs up.
I will. I'll do it. I'll let you know. I love dissociating.
But I think this album has a really nice blend between those two feels, and I think it starts with the sort of heavier impact. These are probably not actually the tracks I would have played for you if I had infinite time to play you whatever I wanted. Black Lazarus, the opening track, is nearly 5 minutes long, and straight away opens up with like just like an incredible, like, it really grounds you, I think. I mean, there's like lyrics touching on George Floyd and Michael Brown, for example, and then they seem to sort of berate themselves for their own sad thoughts, and then they talk about how can I be sad if there's genocide happening in the world. And also a little shout out, because not only does Backwash mention Palestine, but also the Congo and Sudan. There are other terrible things happening in this world, which Backwash makes a good point of mentioning. So yeah, that's the first track on the album. And then the second track is over 7 minutes long. It's called Wake Up. And it's like, it almost feels like a rock track in some moments, maybe a little bit emo. It's got these kind of really heavy drums and kind of cool guitar. There's a couple places the guitar pops up on this album. I think History of Violence features some cool guitar as well. But yeah, there's a nice variety of sound in this album. As I say, starting really kind of heavy. And actually, I think Wake Up kind of sums up the album in some respects, because halfway through it does kind of just like break down. And the second half does feel a little more gentle, perhaps more resigned to the future, where the first half is kind of railing against it. And perhaps that sums up the album as a whole. The first half is kind of a lot heavier, and the second half is a little lighter, but not necessarily any happier. Yeah, I think without further ado, we'll have a couple of Backwash tracks, shall we? I'm going to do it in that kind of order, the slightly heavier track first, Ninth Heaven, and then we'll have the closing track, Only Dust Remains, after that. So you guys enjoy these two tracks, and we're going to go hunt around for album number...
438.
Stan Casielli was not paying attention.
438.
Cool. We'll be back in a little bit. Have some Backwash. This is Ninth Heaven.
Coming.
I'm worried about the evanescence or by the lesson. So let me take a second. Let me be calm as I pen this message. I'm using everything to connect it. As the tears start falling down my neck rest. Memories of the wrong and the restless. My every need to be calm and collected. For everything that I done and regretted. I regret how I let my niggas in dust. The many people I love, now I'm penny pinching for trust. The darker days, feeling like bent knees to the gut. The Hennessy in the cup is no well-meaning enough. I got the face of an immigrant. Some people love how I'm erased on my innocence. They're quick to judge how I'm too brazen and ignorant. So middle finger to this racist and idiot. Check it, for every moment in present. I don't need a reverend or a reference to heaven. I make it out this dark place when I'm in a hard state. But I wanna show your love as a minute. And I know I don't know God in his presence. He never tried to call my bluff when I went there. But if I'm in a bad place, go into a backspace. Happy that I met your all as a minute.
Finds a way to it's all clear in me. What was it I see? What was it I did? Eyes too blind, I couldn't see. Feet off the ground, I was walking away from me.
My thing, what I hope to do all the time, is to be so completely myself, which that's what I hope I am. To be so much myself that my audiences and even people who meet me are confronted. They're confronted with what I am, inside and out, as honest as I can be. And this way they have to see things about themselves.
Oh,
That was Backwash with the titular track Only Dust Remains, and before that, Ninth Heaven. Well, we've got one album left to talk about. It's our old album, but before we get to that, we have been into the archives to find album number 438, and it has given us Belphegor, the eponymous album by apparently a German new wave band who were around for a couple of albums. This one came out in 1984. Discogs says that it is new wave, industrial, and goth rock. Stan was doing a little bit of researching as well. All That I Wanted, I think you said, was their best known track.
Yeah, it was a US college hit, apparently, ages ago.
There we go. This is the opening track on the album, so I think it's as good a place to start as any. Yeah, let's have a look, shall we? This is from the CIT archives. It is Belphegor with their album Belphegor from 1984, and this track is called All That I Wanted. We'll be right back.
There's some people that aren't into all the words. There are some people that would have you not use certain words.
Opinions expressed are solely those of the presenter and may not reflect the views of CITR Radio or the University of British Columbia.
Bad words.
Shit, piss, fuck, cocksucker, mother, and tits. Wow.
This program may contain language that some listeners find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
Tits doesn't even belong on the list, you know?
Jake, you're back!
Don't shut your face! I came back for the music.
Volunteering helps me build strong budgeting and management skills, all while contributing to my group's sustainability. Ensuring the financial health of the Scouts group gives me a sense of pride knowing I'm helping create opportunities for Scouts to grow.
Take our online quiz and find your perfect volunteer role. Adventure awaits. Join us at scouts.ca/volunteer.
Hello, you're back here with me, Seth, on listening to Album Club here on CITR 101.9 FM. We've got one album left to talk about. We just had a bit of Belphegor, the German new wave band. That was pretty cool. I enjoyed it. What did you two think, Stan? Since you picked it, Ellie, what did you think? Happy with your choice?
I wasn't against it. I like the music you played earlier more.
Okay, well, that's good. Yeah. It's good that we didn't randomly manage to pick an album that's better than anything I could pick.
That's true. I could have like a third sense for numbers and music.
A third sense. You've only got two.
Yeah, it's speaking and listening and now music choosing through numbers.
Excellent. Stan, thoughts?
I like the album cover.
Excellent. Well, we're going to get on to an album that I know Stan does like. I was trying to hide it from him, but he spoiled it for himself by accident. We're going to have original pirate material by The Streets. We're going home. Stan and I are both from the UK, in case that isn't apparent. And we're going home to... In fact, the reason it came up, we were just hanging out the other day watching Herbie Fully Loaded, as one does. Great film. And you showed me something that popped up on your phone. It was a hat with the words original pirate material on it. I was like, I don't know what that's a reference to. And then you played me a banging tune called "Has It Come."
I can't believe
this.
He'd never heard of The Streets before. They're a really, really big act in the UK from like the early 2000s, and like their first album came out in 2002, and it was huge, like defining for UK like hip hop and garage. And my dad has put me on these when I was little, and then I didn't really listen to it because, I mean, it's more talky than singy. And as a kid, I was like, "This, why is he talking? It's a song. Why isn't he singing?" But then I came back to it, and I was like, "This is awesome." And also, they're from Birmingham, which is where I'm studying when I'm not in Vancouver. And I really, really like them. And Seth did too.
Yeah, they are a lot of fun. Would highly recommend, especially if you want to hear like a real UK accent. I think the reason I had a real debate about what to play. Maybe we will have time to play all three of them. I've just messed up my spreadsheet, so I can't really tell in trying to change one of the numbers. Hey, it's complicated. You know what? I reckon we are going to try and get through this a little more quickly than I was. Oh, is it only 11:44? Oh, I've got loads of time. All right, in that case, we're going to get three songs in. We are going to have Same Old Thing, which I think is like the most UK of UK songs. They mention Seeing a Man About a Dog, which I looked up is quite a UK phrase. Mm-hmm. They mention...
Which you should explain for the audience.
I've never heard of that ever in my life.
You see, I thought like by this point it just had translated across the...
No.
So Seeing a Man About a Dog is just like, I've got to go do a thing.
Oh.
Just like, but it's a bit of a euphemistic, like, I don't want to talk about what I've got to go and do. I've just got to go and do a thing, and I don't want you to ask. I've got to see a man about a dog. Originally, it was probably about, like, going and putting a bet on a dog for dog races. And sometimes the phrase is, I've got to go and see a man about a horse, because it's also horse races. But it just kind of euphemistically means, I've got to go and do something. In America, in Southern America, it's come to mean I need to go to the toilet.
Yeah.
Like I need a wee.
Which then made its way back to the UK a bit. Because people in the pub in the UK will be like, I've got to go see a man about a dog.
Yeah. But generally, originally it just meant like, I've got to do something and I don't want to say what it is. I've got to go see a man about a dog. But they mention that phrase. They mention like watching football and the team's got to win the next few or they'll get relegated to the third division. There's just lots of like particularly UK references within this album and particularly within Same Old Thing. So I thought Same Old Thing would be a fun one to play. Then we're going to have Don't Mug Yourself, which is also, I think, quite a UK phrase.
What are these phrases you're saying? The closest like equivalent I could think of is see a man about a dog is just, welp, gotta get going. But that's different.
It is different, yeah. What we say when we gotta leave is right. That's like end of the conversation. Slap all the table, yeah. Right. and then it's like, conversation's over, time to go and do something else.
Right.
Anyway, I'll probably say it multiple times in a show without even noticing. Don't mug yourself. Mugging someone off is like, if you like fancy someone a bit, but they like mug you off, they're like, you know,
brush you off?
Yeah, something like that.
But make you look like a mug.
Make
you look
like a mug. Doesn't mug now mean face? Isn't
it? It does mean face. A mug is also like a fool, an idiot.
And
always
a
bit of a mug.
Well,
and
yes.
Occasionally, it's something you hold.
Have a cuppa in.
Cup of tea or some soup.
A cuppa,
yeah.
Sorry.
Have a cuppa. And then we're going to have it come to this to close out the show, which is the track that Stan played me. And maybe, I think I did recognize it when you played it.
It was big. It went big.
Yeah. And it is a fantastic tune. It's a bit hip hop. It's a bit UK garage. So it's somewhere between like
garage.
Dance.
Thank you.
No, it's no, UK it's music garage. Genre.
Garage.
You can have US garage. That's fine.
That's really funny
UK
sounding.
UK garage.
but that's the plan, I think. I think it's just like a nice insight into UK dance music from the early 2000s.
Grime, hip hoppy.
Yeah, exactly.
Wasn't very not that dancey.
I think some of the tracks are.
Some of them are.
Some of them aren't. Yeah, it's nice. Some of them are more like hip-hoppy, and some of them... We had a bit of a... You challenged my suggestion that Kay Trinada might come under the umbrella of R&B.
I mean, obviously, everyone comes under the umbrella of R&B, because it's a dumb... Like any black artist that does pop will just be like put in the R&B charts instead. But also, with the more specific version of R&B, I feel like Kay Trinada is more hip-hoppy and dancey. And also, Seth hasn't heard his new album, so he can't talk. And I saw Kay Trinada live last semester.
For what it's worth, I've just gone to the Wikipedia, the holy grail of all resources, in this very moment, and the genres included are electronic, hip-hop, R&B, dance, funk, house. So
I'll take it.
It's all covered. Maybe we'll have Kay Trinada. We will certainly have Kay Trinada at some point. There are not that many Canadian artists. So we'll have to have them at some point. But anyway, I think this is similar, where, like, you know, some of the tracks are a bit more hip-hoppy, some of them are a bit more dancey, and it's just a nice blend. I'd highly recommend going and listening to the album. It is called... is the album called Original? No, it's not called Original Pirate Material.
It's the first album?
Uh-huh.
Original Pirate Material.
Is the album just called Original Pirate Material?
I believe so.
Oh, yeah, and then the track is called Has It Come to This?
Yes.
Which features the title lyric.
Yes.
That's why. That's what
Listen
I was thinking
to the streets.
Of. Yeah, from back in 2002, a long time ago. Is that older than you guys?
Yes.
Oh, that's...
I was born in 2002.
I was born in
March,
2003.
March 18th?
What? That's terrible.
March 18th, 2002?
Before you as well.
Oh, yeah, that's before us.
He predates us. And Seth's really old, guys. He's coming to the end of his life.
You can tell through his laugh.
Right, I think we should stop talking now before you guys say something that really upsets me.
He's cool. Very pretty, though.
He's wearing a nice collared shirt.
My mum bought me this shirt.
It's a really cute shirt. It matches your sweater
very well.
Do you like
my trousers?
Oh, I always
For the listener,
love your
he's wearing really nice checked trousers.
And for the Canadian listeners, that he means pants.
Great point. Anyway.
All right, well, on that note, here's some of the streets. In reverse order, Has It Come to This? Don't Mug Yourself. And Same Old Thing. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah, street level. Oi, oi, yeah. That's it, right there.
Round there, nothing seems to change.
At street level.
Same old thing every day.
That's it.
Just play and replay in different ways.
Oi, tune's heavy.
Round there, nothing.
At street level.
Same old thing every day.
That's it.
Just played and replayed in different ways.
Oi, right there. Whose round is it? Down that beer quick, smash my glass back down, fall over the table, all rowdy and pissed. Seems the only difference between midweek shit and weekend is how loud I speak, and whether I try and pull a girlfriend. That's it. Who's got dough? Hey, you know I pay, but I'm broke. Only got coinage to show. Putting off walking home on my own to my throne. Two empty takeaways, ashtrays, the remains of the day stoned. Pick a bottle off the table, peel the label, tell a fable. Offer opinion for free on a solution to the latest big news story. Football and smut daily as I ponder winning the lottery. Buy a drink, chat to a lady, the girl's well fit, definitely not maybe. She's rude, I'd shag her and make tea, right there.
Round there, nothing seems to change.
At street level.
Same old thing every day.
That's it. that's it.
Just played and replayed in different ways.
Oi, oi, heavy, heavy.
Round there, now things seem to change.
At street level.
Same old thing every day.
That's it, that's it, that's it.
Just played and replayed in different ways.
Oi, oi. Can't lounge in the boozer all day, got maneuvers to make. Gotta see a man about a dog, can't be late, I'm always late. Raining cats and fog, but nice and dry in the black dog. Down it and on my son, can't sit here, gotta run, things need done. If they don't win this and the next one, they're getting relegated to the third division. At street level, real people, same repeated sequel. Rock and roll, four to the floor. Like last night, yesterday morning, and the night before, and the night before.
Apparently, there's a whole world out there somewhere.
It's right there.
I just don't see it.
Right there.
I just don't see it.
Oi, oi.
Round there, nothing seems to change.
At street level.
Same old thing every day.
That's it, that's it, that's it.
Just played and replayed in different ways.
Oi, street level.
Round there, nothing seems to change.
At street level.
Same old thing every day.
That's it, that's it, that's it.
Just played and replayed in different ways.
Oi, oi, heavy, heavy. Lock the door on your way out. A new day, another morning after. Leaning back on my chair in a greasy spoon cafeteria. Last night was some beer lariness done our way, but again we're back in the light of day. Chatting shit, sitting at the wall table, telling jokes, playing with the salt, looking out the window. Girl brings two plates of full English over with plenty of scrambled eggs and plenty of fried tomato. Get my phone out, about to give this girl a shout, see if she had a nice time last night uptown. Ask if she fancies trying it again sometime, then Cal grabs the phone like, oi, 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 oi.
Hold it down, boy, your head's getting blurred. I know you can't stop thinking of her. By all means, you can vibe with this girl, but just don't mug yourself, that's all. Don't mug yourself.
Seriously, Mick, you fucker.
No, 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 so, I mean, I'm no way, really, do you know what I mean? I can take it or leave it, believe. And then Calvin's like, oi, you need to hold it down, Jack. Put your phone back, quit staring into space and eat your snack, that's that. She'll want you much more for not hanging on. Stop me if I'm wrong, stop me if I'm wrong. Why should she be the one who decides whether it's off or on, or on or off or on? Now the girl's rude, I know she's rude, but she's screwed right through you. You'll be on your knees soon.
Hold it down, boy, your head's getting blurred. I know you can't stop thinking of her. By all means you can vibe with this girl, but just don't mug yourself, that's all, don't mug yourself.
And I'm like, honestly, it's not like that. You're acting like I'm prancing like a sap, jumping when she claps and that. Oi, do you really think I act whack? Cause I'm telling you, I'm serving the aces and it's game, set and match. Perfectly in control of this goal. I've got the lead role, won't be folding, I'm older than you told. Girl sold, high speed's gold. Game over, too cold.
Hold it down, boy, your head's getting blurred. I know you can't stop thinking of her. By all means you can vibe with this girl, but just don't mug yourself, that's all, don't mug yourself. Hold it down, boy, your head's getting blurred. I know you can't stop thinking of her. By all means you can vibe with this girl, but just don't mug yourself, that's all, don't mug yourself.
Hold it down, boy, your head's getting blurred. I know you can't stop thinking of her. That girl, is she a smelly on her piece? She must have crab and fucking shrimp in her teeth.
No. Oh, no, that's it, that's it.
Hold on, let me go again. Are we still recording? Well, yeah.
You've been listening to Album Club here on CITR 101.9 FM. Big shout out to Ellie and Stan for dropping by. We'll be here. Well, I'll be here next. Well, actually, there will be some Album Club next week. We'll put it like that. The Lethal Refresh guys will be here very shortly, I'm sure. Until next week, this is The Streets with Has It Come to This.
This. Original pirate material. You're listening to The Streets. Lock down your aerial.
Has it come to this?
Original pirate material. You're listening to The Streets. Lock down your aerial. Make yourself at home. We got diesel or some of that homegrown. Sit back in your throne, turn off your phone, cause this is our zone. Videos, televisions, 64s, PlayStations, Web Henry with precision, few herbs and a bit of Benson. But don't forget the Rizzler. Lean like the Tower of Pisa. These are Oasia, and this is a day in the life of a geezer. For this ain't a club track. Pull out your sack and sit back. Whether you white or black, smoke weed, chase brown or toot rock, we're on a mission, support the cause, sign a petition, summon all your wisdom, the music's a gift from the man on high, the Lord and his children, triple team Uru boys, come rain or snow, the Buddha flows, you don't know, stand on the corner, watch the show, cause life moves slow, sort your shit out then roll, sex, drugs and on the dole, some men rise, some men fall, I hear your call, stand tall now,
how's it come to this?
Original pirate material. You're listening to the streets. Lock down your aerial.
How's it come to this?
Original pirate material. You're listening to the streets. Lock down your aerial. I'm just spitting. Think I'm ghetto. Stop dreaming. My data's streaming. I'm giving your bird them feelings. Touch your toes and touch the ceiling. We walk the tightrope of street cred. Keep my dogs fed, all jungle or garage heads. Gold teeth, Valentinos and dreads now. You were verbally slapped up, physically tip top, spinally ripped up. I do the science on my laptop, and I get my boys mashed up. You're listening to the streets. You'll bear witness to some amazing feats. Bravery in the face of defeat. All line up and grab your seat. Cause Tony's got a new motor, SR Nova, driving like a joyrider. Speed into the corner, your mother warned you, it's a sound system banger.
How's it come to this?
Original pirate material, you're listening to the streets. Lock down your aerial.
How's it come to this?
Original pirate material, you're listening to the streets. Lock down your aerial. My underground train runs from Mile End to Ealing, from Brixton to Bounds Green. My spitting's dirty, my beats are clean, so smoke weed and be lean. I step out my yard through the streets, in the dead heat, all I got's my spirit and my beats. I play fair, don't cheat, and keep the gangsters sweet. Turn the page, don't rip it out at your age, move to the next stage. Lock the rage inside the cage, like SK, it's a new day. But don't take the shortcut through the subway, it's pay or play, these geezers walk the gangway. Deep-seated urban decay, deep-seated urban decay. Rip down posters alike from last week's big garage night and the next Tyson fight. I cook them at 90 degrees Fahrenheit and don't copy the copyright. I got them in my sights, blinded with the lights, take them to dizzy new heights. Blinded with the lights, dizzy new heights.
How's it come to this?
Original pirate material, you're listening to the streets. Lock down your aerial.
How's it come to this?
Original pirate material, you're listening to the streets. Lock down your aerial.
How's it come to this?
Original pirate material, you're listening to the streets. Lock down your aerial.
How's it come to this?
Original pirate material, you're listening to the streets. Lock down your aerial.
How's it come to this?
Original pirate material, you're listening to the streets. Lock down your aerial.
How's it come to this?
Original pirate material, you're listening to the streets. Lock down your aerial.
How's it come to this?
Original pirate material, you're listening to the streets. Lock down your aerial.